Yeah, Harmon Investments. Okay, go right ahead. Mr. Badger.
Okay, Harmony Investments and Sunset Bay request authorization to construct and backfill 241 linear feet of bulkhead, aligned a maximum 2 feet channelward of a deteriorating bulkhead.
Mr. Holland. And
install with backfill approximately.
I'm going to have to accuse myself from hearing this particular application. Sorry.
Okay.
Interrupt.
It's all right. You're back on.
All right. Install with backfill approximately 158 linear feet of bulkhead across the entrances to two man-made boat basins and install 360 linear feet of floating dock slash wharf adjacent to the above proposed bulkhead situated along Chincoteague Channel at 4001 Main Street in the town of Chincoteague, and the project is protested by an adjacent property owner, Mrs. Zinski. Quad sheet showing Chincoteague Island, Chincoteague Channel, the old bridge coming across, and it's just south of the bridge by about 800 feet. The project is located 800 feet southwest of the old draw span and 800 feet northeast of the Coast Guard station at the Chincoteague Inn property. The site consists of an existing restaurant with a man-made boat basin on the north and a small man-made boat basin just south of the restaurant. And the southern portion of the property was an old railroad old boat railway station railway with the remains of an old bulkhead appears still in the general area. Man-made boat basin on the north, man-made boat basin just south of the restaurant, and the railway piers and structures in this general area here. And the two red lines are the approximate location of the property itself. We have one protester, and she lives right here, Ms. Bovinsky. And her property extends approximately 10 feet into this small tidal wetlands here. Harmony Investments is in the process of purchasing the property from Sunset Bay LLC. The development would include a 120-bed hotel with conference room, fitness center, pool, and restaurant for the guests only. The floating dock will allow recreational boat mooring and boating access to the hotel and its amenities, and no overnight mooring is proposed at this time. Town zoning ordinance permits the operation of a hotel on this property. What's proposed here is in red, coming across the man-made boat basin, 2 foot in front of the existing bulkhead in this area, across the man-made boat basin here, 2 foot in front of the existing bulkhead in this area. Our jurisdiction stops approximately here, and the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction continued on down through here, and this was approved back in January. Sunset Bay LLC received a permit from VMRC back in 2007 to install a new bulkhead aligned a maximum of 2 feet channelward of a deteriorating bulkhead around the restaurant, and to install a bulkhead across the entrance on the north man-made boat basin. Since the boat basin was man-made, VMRC did not take jurisdiction for the filling of the boat basin. What you see in yellow is an active permit that Sunset Bay has now, coming across here and on down through there. The original 2007 application proposed a bulkhead across the mouth of the northern boat basin, angling out from the adjacent property on the north side bulkhead to the northwest corner of the restaurant's bulkhead. This would have filled approximately 945 square feet of state-owned submerged lands, and staff expressed concerns with the original alignment. The applicant responded by realigning the bulkhead so that it would be a straight line continuance of the adjacent property's bulkhead across the mouth. With the revised alignment, only the bulkhead and a small amount of backfill fell within VMRC's jurisdiction. Accordingly, the permit was issued administratively. And that's dealing, this is what was originally proposed, and this is what they dropped back to, and we administratively issued And although the bulkhead has not been installed, Sunset Bay LLC still maintains an active permit, as I've stated before. These are your cross-sectional drawings. The elevation of the hotel is 10 foot above mean sea level. Filling of the man-made boat basins. And then once you get up inside the small marsh cove on the south side, there's some mitigation that was addressed by the Wetlands Board. And staff has concerns with the location of the bulkhead across the northern man-made boat basin. We question the need to fill an additional 945 square feet of state-owned submerged lands so that the applicant can locate a hotel closer to the water. The town of Chincoteague does not have a zoning ordinance requirement that addresses the distance of a structure. A structure must be set back from the water, only that the structure cannot be constructed over any bulkhead tiebacks. There's no Chesapeake Bay Act around the town of Chincoteague. Again, our biggest concern in this whole project is right here in red, approximately 945 feet. And this is the only jurisdiction that we have outside of the 2-foot channel with bulkhead and the bulkhead coming across here. The project is protested by Ms. Babinski, who owns a home along a small, mostly intertidal cove on the south side of the proposed project. Again, she's back here. Here's a small marshy cove. She has concerns that the bulkheading will compromise the vegetated wetlands and wildlife along the cove. She also has concerns that the bulkheading that would now surround the small cove may cause her property to flood. The Wetlands Board addressed the issue as far as the bulkheading on this side through here. And you can see this bulkhead on the other side. The film states that the filling of wetlands and subaqueous areas for the singular purpose of creating waterfront property is generally undesirable. They also state that locating new bulk buildings only in the available existing upland area is their preferred approach for the redevelopment of this parcel. Vims recommends reducing the development footprint in wetlands and adjacent, in subaqueous lands. The Game Department documents the existence of federal endangered and state threatened species in the project area. However, they do not anticipate the project will result in adverse impacts upon the species or resources. The Health Department states that the project is located adjacent to condemned shellfish waters and that development alone would not cause any increase in the size or type of the existing closure. However, if they plan to discharge treated sewage in the waters adjacent to the site, a prohibited area would be required. It's my understanding that the sewage will be pumped over down the road and into a sewage treatment plant, box plant, that's part of Sunset Bay's other project over here. Accomack County has approved the wetlands portion of their project at their January 27th meeting. That's for, again, this portion in here. And for the filling of intertidal mudflat in this area here. The next couple of slides will be some ground shots, and they'll be starting here, and we'll be continuing on around to here. This is the proposed alignment. Starting there, coming out to the corner of the restaurant's bulkhead. This is what has already been permitted across here. Coming on around the front of the Chincoteague Inn, 2 foot in front of the existing bulkhead. Still 2 foot in front of the existing bulkhead to approximately here, where they'll turn and go across, and this will be filled. And we consider this man-made. Again, now we're looking from the green building south. Bulkhead will come across here 2 foot in front and stop where you see the high land. Beyond that is the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction. One more shot looking back. I'll just leave that up and go to my summary and recommendation. Although staff is sympathetic towards Ms. Bovinsky's concerns only the portion of the project, that is channelward of mean low water falls within VMRC's jurisdiction. Ms. Bovinska's concerns are related to a small intertidal cove above mean low water and therefore outside of VMRC's jurisdiction. That portion of the project was addressed and approved by Accomack County Wetlands Board at the January 27, 2011 meeting. Our subaqueous guidelines state that the commission will consider the water dependency of a project and alternatives for reducing any anticipated adverse impacts. The guidelines also state that the filling of state-owned submerged lands for the purpose of reclaiming or creating highland property is generally not permitted. If special circumstances warrant such fill, an appropriate royalty will be assessed on a square footage basis. Sunset Bay LLC is in their original permit back in 2007, applied for the same bulkhead alignment across the across the mouth of the northern boat basin as proposed in this application. Staff could not support the original alignment across the northern boat basin since it would have filled approximately 945 square feet of state-owned submerged lands for non-water dependent use. As previously stated, the applicant realigned the bulkhead so that the bulkhead and a small amount of backfill fell within VMRC's jurisdiction, and a permit was administratively issued. Staff's position has not changed. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1205A of the code, staff recommends approval of the project, provided the proposed bulkhead section that crosses the northern man-made boat basin is modified to show the alignment as permitted in their original or their existing active permit to number 07-1279, and written permission from Mr. Rubin to bulkhead and fill in front of his 10-foot-wide highland property. Staff also recommends the floating dock be reconfigured to follow the bulkhead across the northern basin and that the applicant provide revised drawings showing the proposed modification. Staff further recommends a one-time royalty assessment for upland fill based on a rate of $3 a square foot for the upland creation and $1 per square foot for the floating dock encroachment. In this calculating the royalty for the current application, we would recommend that the subtraction of the $1,560 already paid by Sunset Bay LLC for the filling of 520 square feet of state-owned submerged lands be taken out. And that's on that active permit 07-1279. One thing I did not mention, and let me go back to it. Mr. Rubin has a 10-foot wide section here, and that's why I suggested that we need to get written permission from him. This came up a little later than I had hoped for. He owns to the low water mark here. Our jurisdiction is out here, so it's just a very, very small little spot that is in his. And they're working on getting him to agree to that.
Any questions of Mr. Badger, members of the commission? Thank you. Is the applicant present or represented?
My name is Brian Owen, MSA. I am the agent for the applicant.
He's right here. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I swear.
Okay. Right. Proceed.
I released recently a updated project narrative, which I know has been forwarded to Mr. Badger and I'm sure to the rest of the board, basically discussing some of the considerations relevant to this project and what we are proposing. Basically, what we're looking at is, again, building a hotel on the property with the appropriate amount of parking spaces to meet zoning requirements. There's a lot of site constraints on this property, including height restrictions. This center boat basin cuts into the middle of the site, and basically what we've done is we have engineered the site for the Homewood Suites, which is a standard design building, to minimize the area, the footprint of the building, while maximizing the use of the site while meeting the existing site constraints. We have examined many alternatives, and we are going to be releasing that alternatives analysis here shortly, but these include cost constraints and other concerns that we are looking at, and also looking at, you know, potential adjacent properties. There was another project that the applicant was considering doing on Landmark Plaza, which is up the, about half a mile north of this site, and that was actually ended up being held because of the financial constraints of that site. But that was a possible alternative that they were looking at to this property. Anyways, again, this layout that we have proposed, the size of the motel was determined based on the cost of acquiring the property, the cost of developing the property, including demolition, and then the expected revenue flow. And so based on that, they needed a 120-bed hotel. Now, one of the things that we looked at is, you know, the public and private benefit versus the public and private detriment. There is a need for increased hospitality services on Chincoteague Island. We do have one adjacent property owner who has protested, Ms. Brzezinski, and in the Wetland Board hearing, I addressed that complaint. She was concerned about the possible detriment to that southern inlet. And again, this is outside VMRC jurisdiction, but what I mentioned is that we are actually removing some of the derelict structures from that area. There's a deteriorated bulkhead and deteriorated piers from the prior marine terminal that operated that site. We're going to be removing those. We're going to be cutting an existing upland area. There's a little finger right here that we are actually going to cut down to Spartina grade and plant with Spartina. And I believe that this would actually help improve the tidal exchange in this area. This is a Spartina marsh back in here that appears to be healthy, this area being more open water. But by removing these derelict structures, we would actually create an improvement to the tidal flow there, and I believe enhance that rather than create a detriment to it. As to concerns about flooding on her property, I do not see how this project would create any impact to that because we are not, altering we are not, other than the tidal interchange, I do not see how that would create an additional flooding concern. And incidentally, the plans that were most recently updated on the 28th of January, the update to those was just the addition of success criteria for that planting marsh. Anyways, also addressing the concerns about the boat basin being partially owned by Mr. Rubin, we do have a draft letter of agreement. I gave a copy to Mr. Badger this morning, and this has already been reviewed by Mr. Rubin, and due to time constraints, I just haven't gotten it signed in my hand, but I know that it will be. I have also asked him to co-sign the application signature pages as well, but he spoke highly in favor of this project. Now, the purpose of the specific triangular area, the place that Mr. Badger pointed out, again, we're developing a hotel on the property. We're, you know, in addition to the hotel, we need to have a degree of amenities. We have a swimming pool. We have a gazebo, a couple of other facilities to facilitate visitor use of this site. The purpose of this triangular area is to facilitate some of these hotel amenities. The building itself is not sitting on this site, on that triangle, but to facilitate those amenities. The other concern that was raised for aligning the bulkhead as requested is that it would create a potential sediment and debris trap there with the tidal movement back and forth across the waterfront. And so we're interested in basically angling that off to its proposed alignment to prevent that, but also to facilitate the addition of the amenities to the hotel.
Questions?
Yes.
Mr. Fox.
In the triangular part, because you were taking up 945 square feet, did you propose or did you proffer any mitigation?
We are.
If so, what?
Well, basically what we're looking at, I have talked with the Nature Conservancy and discuss this project with them, the scope of the impacts, and the, you know, and this was actually discussed. I met with the VMRC, Corps of Engineers, NOAA Fisheries was also at the site. This was back in February, and we discussed mitigation options for this project. And I reviewed that with the Nature Conservancy, and they expressed a willingness to accept a mitigation trust fund payment for this site.
Of how much?
The amount would be determined by the square footage of impact at the going rate. I think it is $11 and something per square foot. for that compensation.
Mr. Bowden.
I lived on the island all my life. My family's been there for centuries. To my knowledge, Nature Conservancy doesn't own anything anywhere near Chincoteague Island. The closest place I know they have is Aswoman Beach. Where are you proposing the mitigation take place? At some of their property in Northampton County?
I have had preliminary discussions with the Nature Conservancy at this time. Based on my conversation, the Nature Conservancy indicated that, you know, obviously the funds that they receive have to be used towards mitigation purposes. They also indicated that the specific designation of those funds would be considered at the time that they are received. I understand that there are a number of projects going on in that vicinity, but I do not have any specifics on those, possibly with oyster bed or with seagrass. There are other things that the Nature Conservancy or even VIMS are involved with.
And you were talking one possibility that would help eliminate a debris trap.
Yes.
The one on the southern side is much larger.
It is. The concern that we're looking at with that is, you know, we would rather have one debris and sediment trap than two.
Well, debris can be all different things. Most of the time, debris around home is eelgrass and different things, which is natural. Luckily, we don't have a lot of other types of debris in Chincoteague because it does flush very well, being close proximity to the inlet. So, I mean, I draw a line between naturally occurring debris and man-made debris, and what you would have would be naturally occurring, and it probably has a lot of beneficial effects as well as detrimental effects, being natural.
I have seen moderate amount of man-made debris, particularly in that northern basin. When I was there, I saw some. You know, again, how much exchange that gets, how much of a difference it would make, whether we cut across diagonally or continue the bulkhead line as staff recommends. You know, I can only speculate at this point. But we do see that as a potential debris trap area that we're looking at. I would say the bigger reason for advocating for that triangle rather than the debris trap, a debris trap is a maintenance concern. I would say the bigger reason for advocating for that would be to allow the desired amenities to the motel, and that 900 square feet would help facilitate that.
Further questions? I can understand amenities and I can understand investment, but at the same time, despoilation of 945 square feet of wetlands causes me some concern. And as Mr. Bowden indicated, it has normally been the rule of thumb that when you do have a mitigation project, that mitigation project be located in close proximity as to have a positive effect on the locality that's impacted. So I and then the analysis on top of that with the southern end as far as the debris trap, and by the gentleman's own acknowledgement they would rather have one instead of two, but that one appears to be considerably smaller. So I think staff is, as I read their evaluation, their position has not changed pertaining to that 945 square feet. That's just my comment. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Fox.
I just agree with you, Mr. Chairman, that the 945 square feet, the proposed use for that doesn't appear to me to be water dependent, and I see no justification for that.
All right. Let me see if anybody else here. Is anybody else here in support of the project? Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Raise your right hand.
Glenn Hampton.
Mr. Hampton, do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Proceed, please.
I'm an attorney working with the proposed purchaser of this property, and just wanted to point out that the triangle seems to be the only thing that is at issue. For the reasons stated by Brian, we thought that would be a good part of the overall project. We thought it would have reason to be used. However, we will go along with the views of the commission. It doesn't destroy the project. It makes it a little bit more problematical to move some things around a little bit, but that small area wouldn't destroy the project.
Much appreciated.
The other portions of it are the more important.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions of the council? I wouldn't have sworn you in if I knew you were an attorney. Sorry. You get sworn one big time. Yeah. Anyone in opposition to the project? They're seeing none. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Holland?
Move to adopt staff recommendation.
Second to the motion? Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.